Options. Here are some ideas on how you can use your telepathic powers. Pick up the telepathic telephone. Once I was late for a meeting with a client. His name was Brian. His phone was off and his voicemail was full. Don't you love it? Before I left the house, I relaxed my mind by counting down from 3 to 1. I was now at my deepest psychic level. Then I saw Brian in front of me. Brian, can I talk to you? I asked mentally. I saw his face open and friendly. I'm going to be about 30 minutes late, so please don't worry. When I finally arrived, I apologized for my delay. Oh, never mind, he said. I had a feeling that you'd be late, so I did something else in the meantime. People who are not familiar with telepathy usually experience a gut feeling of the message. When dealing with customers, whenever I meet a customer, I want to understand the true needs of the customer to see if I can offer the right thing for him or her. However, most of the time, customers like to play a cat and mouse game before they tell you what they really want. In this case, I use my telepathic powers to ask them mentally, "What do you really have in mind about this?" Once I receive the answer, I can act accordingly. Please refer to the Book of Wisdom for your answers. Please pause the CD now. How to use your powers responsibly. Always use your telepathic powers responsibly. This means that you shouldn't use your ability to harm anyone else. You need to be careful about what you focus on when you allow your mind to connect with the mind of someone else. If you're thinking about developing your telepathic powers so that you can seek revenge on someone or harm someone, you may find that that backfires on you. You can't harm someone by projecting your thoughts into their mind. Every individual is strong enough to protect their inner self from outside thoughts. They may allow you in long enough to read what they're thinking, but their own higher self will protect them from your negative influences. The only way that you can negatively influence someone else is if they're open to this harm. If someone is depressed or feeling low, you may be able to project further thoughts of negativity into their minds. That's because they are unprotected and unable to tell the difference between the healthy thought waves and the negative ones. Remember, what you give out will come back like a boomerang. Equals karma.